Hello, how y'all doing? I want to talk about something. You know, when it comes to certain things, people blame on other people. And I don't like to play the blame game. But I sat and I was watching how online and all that, how they were saying that the reason why people are poor and in poverty is the politicians' problem. It's politicians. Because they need to pass certain laws to get people out of poverty. I think that's a whole lot of bull crap. How do a politician control your poverty? If you don't want to go to work, the politician don't control if you go to work or not. And I work at a fast food restaurant. And I own a house. You know why? Because I worked a lot of hours. They had people that could have did the same thing. Drivers could have did the same thing. But you know what? They didn't want to be at work. They had excuses. They had drug problems. So I guess that's all the politician's problem. Because you don't want to come to work. You don't want to come to work. You want to just make enough money to support your drug habit. But that's the politician's problem. I don't understand that. How is, if you're poor and you had chances to better yourself and you didn't take it, but it's a politician's problem because you're poor. Is you're poor because you're being lazy? Because, you know what I'm saying, I got some people that can't control their situation. I'm talking about the people that was in position or had a situation and they was poor because they was lazy and didn't want to work. Because you just don't come out just, hey, you know, you got opportunities and stuff like that. You got different opportunities and stuff. So how are you being poor? So you blaming yourself, you blaming the politician because you're poor. I work at a fast food restaurant. And know what? I own a house. You know, I pay a mortgage. But I know what? I had to put in work. I didn't put my problems on other people. I didn't come up with excuses or why this, that, and all that. I love to deliver. It was, you know, working a regular job, and I put in the hours. When I was given, I took them, you know. So I didn't come up with excuses. I know what I wanted. So, and like people, this basically, people want to work 40 hours and be able to buy a $1 million mansion. You know, it don't work that way. You know, you got to go to college. You got to become an engineer. Start your own business. And a lot of people want to be millionaires, but don't want to put the work on being one. They want to get out of poverty, but they don't want to put the work on doing it. You got to go to school. You got to get a trade. You got to work. You got to work more than 40 hours to actually go be something. You know what I'm saying? And it don't matter where you work at. It's the point of what you do with your money. You could be working at a fast food restaurant, get minimum wage, and take all your money and invest in something. And then when that company become popular, you invest and bought, when you took all your money, invested in that. And then now that stock jumped up and they probably a trillion company now. And you might be worth $50-100 million all because you invested in the stock and they stock jumped up. They, you know, that's a rare occasion, but you know that things happen. You went from fit a minimum wage to being a millionaire, and you cashed out all your stock. You got to pay all them taxes, but see, it's the way you invest your money. So people need to stop creating excuses. If I don't go to work, I become homeless and live on the street. It wasn't a politician's problem. It was my fault because I didn't go to work. Or if I see that a situation where my job is getting low in hours, I go get another job. A lot of people just won't work one job. They come with all these excuses. But with that said, stop blaming the politician. I don't care if you're Republican. I don't care if you're Democrat, Independent, or whatever you are. Work. If you work, you become, you know, if you work, you can get out of poverty. If you don't work, you stay in poverty. You want to live off people and live off your mama, your grandma, and all that, and then want $1 million. It don't work that way. You got to go out there and do the initiative to make something. So stop blaming poverty. Stop blaming politicians because you're in poverty. That's not the politician's thing. They create laws to make sure that you're straight. But at the end of the day, you got to put in the work. So with that said, stop blaming politicians for your downfall and what you're going through in your life. It's not the politicians. It has to do with you. Take personal responsibility. Take personal accountability. With that said, please subscribe. Please hit that like button. Share. Hit some comments. If I piss you off, I don't care. You need to be honest with yourself so you can actually be honest with yourself so you can control your situation. Peace. Hey, you might not know me. Check out my channel. Check out my videos. Hit them like buttons and leave a comment on every video I got. Appreciate you. Peace.